All five city council seats, including the mayor's seat, are up for grabs this year. The city has been controlled by four Democrats and only one Republican for the last 2 years. Democratic Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen is running for a third term and is once again facing off against two-time opponent Republican Richard Wirth. Wirth served one term as Public Safety Commissioner before he was defeated by Mathiesen 4 years ago. Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan is also running for a third term on the Democratic line. She is up against former Commissioner of Finance Ken Ivins, who served two terms before he was defeated by Madigan in 2011. Ivins also ran an unsuccessful campaign against Republican Matthew Veach and Democrat Peter Martin for Saratoga County Supervisor 2 years ago. Veach and Martin are running unopposed for their supervisor seats. Martin is running for a second term. Veach, who also serves as chair of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, has held onto his office since 2008. The sole Republican on the city council, Anthony Skip Scirocco, is running for his fifth term as Commissioner of Public Works. Scirocco is squaring off in a rematch against Democrat Bill McTighe, who served as Director of Public Works from 2001 to 2009. Commissioner of Accounts John Frank is running unopposed on the Democratic Party line. The mayor's race is arguably the highest-profile race in a city with a volatile political climate. Democrat Joanne Yepsen is seeking her second two-year term. Speaking to WAMC last month, Yepsen said she was confident in another win.
It takes a good message, clear message, volunteers, and money. And we've been successful with all three. We have a very good message to tell because we've accomplished so much over 2 years, and we have a great plan moving forward.
Yepsen's campaign has outraised all other campaigns in the city. According to the numbers posted by the New York State Board of Elections Friday afternoon, Yepsen's campaign had raised more than $76,000. On the campaign trail, Yepsen had pointed to her creation of the city's Code Blue program, the need for more comprehensive planning and parking, including alternatives to the City Center parking garage project, and her office's success in negotiating union contracts. Yepsen is being challenged by Republican John Safford, a local businessman who has never before held political office. Safford also expressed confidence in his run for mayor.
My main problem is name recognition. And I think what we're running a very good campaign, and I feel very good about the prospects.
Safford expressed interest in bringing more business to downtown Saratoga, has said he would support the city center and seeks to improve safety for visitors and address homelessness. Safford's campaign has raised more than $43,000, but also has the backing of the Saratoga PAC, the city's new political action committee. Saratoga PAC has raised more than $55,000 from donors inside and outside city limits and made endorsements based on a survey through the mail and online. After endorsements were made by the PAC based on the survey, it began sending political mailers in support of its candidates to city residents. The effect the PAC will have come Election Day remains to be seen in a highly political town with several organizations that contribute to political campaigns. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.